So, since this is the last year before Rosh Hashanah, and we're holding in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, so I think we should talk about Zecheinu L'Chaim. In Aseret Yemei Tshuva, beginning of Rosh Hashanah, until Yom Kippur, we add by the Bracha of Ovos. The first bracha we add, Zochreinu L'Chaim, Melech Chavetz B'Chaim, V'chosveinu B'Sefer L'Chaim, L'man Cholekim Chaim. Which means, remember us for life, King who desires life, and inscribe us in the book of life, for your sake, Living God. So the emphasis is that there's a big machlokes. There is no source in the Gemara for us saying this. Right, for all four. But this one is the most problematic one out of all of them. Well, actually, this one and Chosayv the Chaim type. By the bracha of Haidah, we add Uchsayv L'Chaim Tevim Kol B'nei B'Nisachah. Write for to good life all of those who are members of your covenant. So the problem with both of these, the Zecheinu L'Chaim, which is said by Avos, and Uchsayv L'Chaim Tevim, which is said by the bracha of Haidah, is that these are not brochas of Bakasha. These are not brochas where we're supposed to be requesting things. That's what we have all the middle brochas for. So, the Micha Moicha Avarachamon, which we say by Tchias HaMeisim, that's not a problem. It's not a Bakasha. It's not a request. It's a praise. Who is like you? Avarachamon. The compassionate father, Zoicher Yitzura V'Chaim V'Rachmum, remembers his creations for life with compassion. That's a praise. That belongs within the first three brachas. B'Sefer Chaim, Bracha V'Sholem, even though it's a request, so is Sim Sholem. Sim Sholem is also a request. So that could fit in. But Zochreinu L'Chaim, in the middle of the Bracha V'Avos is totally praise. Not a request. What is Zecheinu L'Chaim doing there? And the same later on by the bracha of Haidah, Uchsayv L'Chaim Tevim Kol B'nei B'Nisachah. What's it doing? It's a bracha of thankfulness. It's not a bracha of requesting. So on the bracha of Haidah, I believe that what we're saying is like this. Yuchsoiv l'chaim tovim kol b'nei sacha. Rabbani Shlalem, write to good life all of your b'nei bris. V'chol l'chaim yidu chasalam. And then those people who you've written to life will be able to thank you forever. So we fit it in as this is part of the thankfulness. Rabbani Shlalem, all your B'nai B'ris want to thank you. But they can only thank you while they're alive. So, Uchsayv L'Chaim Tovim Kol B'nai B'Nisachah, write them all for life. And then, V'chol L'Chaim, and once they're all alive, Yadu Chasalah, they'll be able to thank you forever. But Zecheinu L'Chaim, what's Pshat Zecheinu L'Chaim? What's it doing here in the middle of Avos? So, there actually is a girsa that is goyres zoichreinu with a vav. It's not a bakosha. It's not a request. It's a praise. Zoichreinu l'chaim. He who remembers us for life. V'choisveinu v'sefer l'chaim. And he writes us into the book of life. The only problem is l'mancha. L'mancha is zoichreinu is loshanister, right? He who remembers us for life. He who writes us. So it should say Lamanoi. And then there are those Goinim that refuse to say it. It doesn't belong here. Well, the Maisa, we paskin like the Goinim, the Rishainim, that say that we should say it. And the reason why it's put into Avos is because it starts with a Zechira and a Zechir Chazdei Avos. Since we're mentioning that Hashem remembers the kindness of the Avos, so we fit in already Zochreinu L'chaim, remember us for life. Now the halacha is that if someone forgets any of these four, that Shemoneh Esrei does not need to be repeated. However, if someone forgets to say HaMelech HaKadosh and says HaKel HaKadosh, then one does have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. And the reason for this is because the main purpose of Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and Yom Kippur is not for us to be asking for our needs. The Zohar HaKadosh actually criticizes terribly people who are busy Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and Yom Kippur requesting their needs. That's not what these days are made for. What these days are made for is realizing that the only thing we're supposed to be requesting is that Kvod Shemayim should be Nisrab, that there should be that the honor of the Ribbono Shel Olam should be increased in the world, that Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's kingdom should be revealed in the world. That is what the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are about. The Satmarov has a mashal in the Rioil. As he's troubled. If indeed it is a person is not supposed to be requesting their own need, so why is Zochreinu L'chaim put into Shemoneh Esrei? You'll look throughout the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, all you'll see Taka is Malchus and Malchus and Malchus. Alright, those are the types of requests we're supposed to be asking. But what is Zochreinu L'chaim, which is remember us for life, and then we have by the Avinu Malkeinus, we have a whole bunch of requests for Parnasa and for life and for refuah. What is that doing in the Rosh Hashanah Davening? Right. Okay. We are judged, but that is not what our focus is supposed to be on. Our focus is supposed to be on the Malchus Shemayim. That's part of what we're being judged on, is how selfless we are or how selfish we are. So Satmarov says, he explains with a mashal. To a king who's son had rebelled against him. So as a result, the king exiled his son to a faraway country within his, which is still under the king's rule. The king hoped that as a result of the exile, the child would miss being in the palace, because in the palace the child lacks nothing. He has what is lacking in the klum chosam beis hamelach? There's anything lacking in the king's palace. And the king's hope would be that the child would be exiled. He'd realize how terrible it is to be away from the king, and he would come begging to come back. Meanwhile, the son made new friends, and He made himself comfortable in this place that he was exiled. things. And despite the fact that this child was lacking much, he was lacking a lot. He didn't have enough money. He wasn't taken care of well. His health wasn't that great. But the child lacked the seichel to come and ask his father to take him back into the palace. On the other hand, the king longed for his child. He wanted his child to come back. So what the king did was, he decided that he's going to make a anniversary celebration for the day that he became king. And on that day, he's going to travel through the kingdom. And anyone who wants to ask for their needs should come ask the king. The king was hoping that when his child will see him, that the child will come to him and say, "Tata, take me back to your palace." But the only way he knew he was going to get the child's attention was giving everyone the ability to ask for their needs. Because if all he's going to say is, "Ask for the, come back to the kingdom," apparently the child wasn't that interested. But he's hoping that once the child comes close and sees the king, he sees his father, and is asking for his needs already, that he'll already understand that if he'd be back in the palace, he'll have everything. And that's why the Zohar HaKadosh criticizes when the child actually comes to the king. He has the ability to ask the king, "Tata, take me back to the palace, and I won't be lacking anything." And instead, all the child asks for is, "Give me parnasa. Let me stay where I am. Just give me parnasa. Give me refuah." It's the most disappointing thing for the father. So the whole point that Zachrein Lechaim is put into the davening and all those bakashas is only that we should come to our father. Once we're coming to our father for all these requests, our main request should be, "Tata, take us back. Take us back to your palace." So these bakashas are not that important. What is important is HaMelech HaKadosh. Malchus Shemayim, that is what these days are about. If you forget HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to repeat Shemon Esrei. If you forget these Gashmias Diga Bakoshes, you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Because that's not what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur HaSeres Yemei Tshuva, that's not what it's about. Not sure where that the meeting started. Yeah. If I wouldn't be an apikoros, I would say that the meeting started to remind the Valtfila to say it. What?
Keep them awake through those
The Torah says that in this Bakasha of Zachrein Lechaim, there are 11 words. And he goes into a whole arichas why there are 11 words. The Hilchos Torah. So if I may suggest another reason why there are 11 words. In this request that we're asking Hashem, remember us for life. Melech Chafetz B'Chaim, the king who desires life. Write us into the book of life. It says in the Pasuk by Amalek, it says, Ki yod l'keis ka, l'chama l'shem Amalek m'dodah. There's a hand that covers there's a hand on the Yud K, and that is the Muhammad that Hashem has with Amalek. And Rashi says over there, in Hashem Shalem, Hashem's name is not whole until Amalek's name will be obliterated. Meaning, until as long as Amalek is around, all there is Yud K. We're missing the Vav K. So what does that mean for us? So this past Shabbos, I spoke about the repetition of the word Hayom Hazeh in Parshas Kisavai. Three times where the word Hayom Hazeh Niyesa La'om, this day you have become a nation. Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Alekecha, Mitzavcha La'asos, Asachukim Ha'ela, this day Hashem commands you to do these, to perform these decrees, and Le'nosan Hashem L'chem Lev L'das Me'inayim Lidos V'znayim L'shmoy Ad Hayom Hazeh. Hashem did not give you a heart to understand, or eyes to see, or ears to hear until this day. I explained that the main obstacles for a person to do tshuva are the same obstacles that don't allow a person happiness, and those obstacles are the future and the past. We're too busy feeling guilty about the past and worrying about the future to enjoy the present, to be happy with what we have. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us a gift of called Hayom Hazeh. And Rashi says, in Hayom, the words Hayom Hazeh, every single day it should be to you as if it's brand new. Because every day is brand new. The Ribbono Shel Olam is machadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. The Ribbono Shel Olam renews creation every day. Every day is a unit unto its own. And a yid, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants a yid to enjoy chayim, to enjoy true life. And to enjoy true life, one must put their past behind them. And one cannot be concerned with the future. If a person's past is eating away at their conscience, or a person doesn't trust themselves that they'll be able to maintain this resolution for the future, the person won't be able to do tshuva. Tshuva is putting the past behind you. It's aziva sachet. Put the past behind you. Folk, right now, you want to be good. Right now, you're prepared to make the resolution. All that counts is hayoyim hazeh. All that counts is this day. Hayoyim hazeh niyeh salam. If you have hayoyim hazeh, then you, the Rebbe Shlomo says you can be my nation. Now Hashem is commanding you to do these chukim. I won't be able to keep it up. That's what counts right now. You don't have a heart that understands, eyes that can see, or ears that can hear. Until you've mastered Hayoyim Hazeh, you're nowhere. Person can't fully appreciate life if they don't have this midah of Hayoyim Hazeh, living in the moment, totally delving into the moment. And the one that doesn't, that the power in the world that doesn't allow us to accomplish this is Amalek. Amalek has us focusing on the past. He's always has us focusing on what's behind us. Amalek has us worried about the future. And that's why it says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua, "Say he lochim ba Amalek machar." Go battle with Amalek that has us worried about the tomorrow. Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? Yud Kei, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei means Hoya, Hoya Vavia. He was, he is, and will always be. Hoya is the past, Hoya is the present, Yia is the future. What letters represent the present? Vav Kei. Those are letters that represent the present. As long as Amalek is around, the Vav Kei is missing. Because he doesn't allow us to live in the present. Exactly. Vav Kei is 11. So the pasuk that says that we're asking Hashem for life, we have to know what life is. We have to be able to appreciate life if we want to ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for life. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, for all we know, is answering us, I gave it to you, you refuse to enjoy it. You're so busy, worried about the past, and worried about the future, you're not enjoying life, I'm giving it to you. And that's why this request of Zachreinu L'chaim has 11 words, Vav Kei. Live in the present, and then you'll enjoy life. It's an interesting Chassam Sofer here. And the Chassam Sofer talks about Zachreinu L'chaim. And he says that it says in the Sifra, in the Mekubalim, that Hashem's name, which is the Gushpanke, the Chosim Beishmei of Eshmai of Ara, there's a name of Hashem that is the seal with which Hashem sealed heaven and earth by creation. And that is the Shem Aleph Kei Vav Kei, which is the Rosh HaTevis of Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaOretz. It says, Bereishis Bara Likim, Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaOretz, Aleph Kei Vav Kei. That is Hashem's name which he sealed heaven. And the Chassam Sofer says that where did the Bria start from? We know the Bria started from the Evan Shesia. The Evan Shesia is Mimenu Hushtas Oilam, that's why it's called Evan Shesia. From that is where Hashem created the world. The Evan Shesia is on Har HaMoriah. So, by the Akedah, which took place on Har HaMoriah, how does the parsha of the Akedah begin? Vayehi achar hadvorim ha'ela. Also, the Rosh HaTevis is Aleph Kei Vav Kei, not in order. Vav, vayehi achar hadvorim ha'ela is Vav Aleph Kei Kei, which is the same as Aleph Kei Vav Kei, the same letters as the name that Hashem, with which Hashem created heaven and earth. Because that is where the Akedah took place. The Soife Tevis, he says, the last letters of Ayhi Achar Advar Ma'ela is Moriah. Mem Reish Yud He. Achar is a Reish. Vayhi is a Yud. Achar is a Reish. Hadvarim is a Mem. Ma'ela is a Hey. Which is Moriah. So the first letters are Aleph Kei Vav Kei, the last letters are Moriah. If you add the two together, Moriah, the gematria of Moriah, which is 255, and Aleph Kei Vav Kei, which is 17, 255 and 17 is 272. 272 is the same gematria as Chaim four times. Chaim is 68. 68 times 4 is 272. Chaim is mentioned four times in this Zachrein of the Chaim. Zachrein of the Chaim, Al Chavos B'Chaim, Chavosein B'Sefer HaChaim, Vachalikim Chaim. Chaim is mentioned four times. 68 times 4 is 272. Fine. What's the Shaychus? According to what I'm saying, what does Aleph Kei Vav Kei mean? Chassam Sofer actually mentions this. that Aleph Ke Vav Ke is made up of the first two letters of Hashem's name, Aleph Ke Yud Ke. The Aleph He comes from there. And then it's the Vav Ke of Yud Ke Vav Ke. Right, so it's made up of the first part of Aleph Ke Yud Ke and the last part of Yud Ke Vav Ke. Together, it's Aleph Ke Vav Ke. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a time to make resolutions. Rosh Hashanah, Aser Yisimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. What does the resolution of a Yid need to be? The resolution of a Yid needs to be, I will live in the present. So, it's a Kabbalah for the future. But the Kabbalah for the future is, I'm going to live in the present. Right? How would one say that? Right? Aleph Ke Yud Ke means I will live in the future. Right? Aleph Ke Yud Ke means yeah. Aleph Ke Vav Ke means I will live in the present. That is the Gishpanke, the Chosam Beishmaim Ara. That is how what the Rabbanu Shlomo sealed the world with. So on this day, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the day that Hashem created the world, and Hashem created the world with those letters, Aleph Ke Vav Ke, every Yid is supposed to say, Aleph Ke Vav Ke, I will live in the present. I will have the Hayoyim Hazeh. And therefore I can ask these 11 words, of Zachreinu L'chaim, Melechavetz B'chaim, Chazmeinu V'sefer L'chaim, Machal Hakim Chaim, and Rabbi Nishlanim, you can give me a life, because I'm going to appreciate it. This week's parasha, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Re'ei nesati lefanecha, hayoyim es achaim es atoyv es amoves basaro." Realize that I place before you today life and goodness, death and bad. Bachata b'chaim, choose life. And everybody has the kasha. Once the Rebbein Shalom told us that he's giving us life and death, he's have to tell us to choose life. So I want to say that Chaim, plain Chaim, is the Rebbein Shalom himself. Chaim means eternal. There's nothing that's eternal besides the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to live our lives b'chaim. We can't have chaim. We can't be. We're not eternal. But he wants us to live b'chaim. He wants us to live godly lives. We should be involved in eternity. Torah, tefillah, mitzvahs, chesed. We should be involved in eternity. In eternity. B'chaim. Now, who can possibly claim that they themselves have already involved themselves in eternity? All we can, if we are going to claim something, we can claim that we're on the path. That's where we're headed. We would like to be involved in eternity. I mentioned to you the story with my Altazay, the Baba Vruv, that he was once traveling with his Hasidim from Lubav to Krakow. And he was in the train station. It was a whole entourage of Hasidim. And Amos Nagid walked up to him and said to him, "Are all these people Hasidim?" So he said, "Yeah." So he said, "Really? They all conduct themselves l'fnei mishuras hadin?" According to the Gemara, to be a chassid, one needs to conduct themselves beyond the letter of the law. They all conduct themselves beyond the letter of the law. So mamish siyata d'shmaya, the train just pulled up right then. So the train to Krakow. So the Bovarov said to the Misnagid, "Which train is this?" So the Misnagid said, "It's the Krakow train." So the Bovarov started laughing. He said, "The Krakow train? Are you crazy? It's in Bovarov. Well, how can you call it the Krakow train?" So the Misnagid looked at him like he was like off the wall. He said, "It's called the Krakow train because it's heading to Krakow." So the Bovarov said, "Ah, they're all Hasidim because they're headed towards the Fnim Meshuras Adin. So they're Hasidim now." So no one can claim that they're Bachayim. What we can claim is that we're Lachayim, that we're on the way to life. Now, when we talk about eternal life, right? That is called Hachayim, with the Hey Hayadua, with the known Hey, the life. The other Gashmizei life is not real life. So now we can understand. We say to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Zachreinu Lachayim. Rebbeinu Shleilam, today you remember everything that happened that happens. We're asking you to remember the part of our lives that are lachaim, that we're heading towards life. Even though you're a melech chofetz b'chaim, even though what you really desire is that we should be involved in chaim, that we should be b'chaim, but zachreinu lachaim, at least remember the fact that we're heading towards life. V'chosveinu v'sefer hachaim. But write us in the life of Hachayim that we should live lives that should be connected to a spiritual life. L'marcha, for your sake, Alekim Chayim. You are the God which is Chayim itself. That's why we understand the difference of the Lashonos here. In this one, in these 11 words, we have Lachayim, Bachayim, Hachayim, Chayim. Right? There's a reason for this. All we're asking the Rebbeinu Shleilam is remember us that we're heading towards Chaim. So, in this week's parsha, Rebbeinu Shleilam tells us, "Re'inu satik tefenecha as hachayim I'm giving you the life." But don't be satisfied with lachayim. Don't be satisfied with going towards that life. Ubacharta b'chayim. You should choose to be involved in chayim. Be involved in, and perhaps it's the same thing we said before. In order to be involved in chayim, you need to have the hayom hazeh. You need to live and appreciate the moment. When you're in a mitzvah, you should be totally engrossed in a mitzvah. Sefer says that the emphasis is that the best thing for Klal Yisrael is, the best thing for a person is that a person should deserve whatever the Rebbeinu Shleilam gives them. To benefit from Hashem's chesed, to take handouts, that's not what the world was created for. Rebbeinu Shleilam put us in this world to deserve what we get. So if the Rebbeinu Shleilam tells us, you know, "I'm going to give you life, but not for your sake, Lamani. I'm going to do it for my own sake," Hashem says, "because I love you. I'm a Bal Chesed, I'm going to give you life." very not betamt. We want to earn it. We want to deserve it. Problem is, if we want to ask, if we'll ask Hashem, the Baruch Hu, I want you to give me life because I deserve it. So then we have to deal with all the mekatrigim. Then we have to deal with all of the prosecuting forces. He's deserving. that's when we bring up all the garbage. We don't want that either. So what are we supposed to do? Whichever way we go, on one hand, we don't want to ask for handouts. On the other hand, we're afraid to ask for our own sake, because we're putting ourselves in a dangerous situation for the Makatrigim. So what we say is, remember us for life. Why? Because you desire life. And because you desire life, that's why you accept tshuva. Right? Hashem doesn't want a person to die. Hashem wants a person to live. You're chafetz chayim. So therefore, accept our tshuva. And now, since you accepted our tshuva, we're now worthy of life. We're now deserving of it. That's how we want you to remember us. We want you to remember us for life, because we're deserving of it, because we did tshuva and your chavetz b'chaim. But when you write it down in the book that all the mekatrigim are going to see, don't write that. But when you write it into the book, write it l'man chalakim chaim. Write that you're doing it for your sake, because that way the mekatrigim will leave us alone. But really what we're asking for is zachrein l'chaim el chavetz b'chaim, that you should remember us for life because you desire life and we did tshuva and we're deserving of it. But don't write that into the book. Off the books. Then the Chassam Sofer says another pshat. Okay, he's bothered by the redundance. So he says, Zachrein l'chaim means remember us for Gashmi Zig life. Why? Because Melech Chavetz B'chaim. Because you want us to live. Ein Melech B'loyam. There is no king without a nation. So since you're a Melech, since you want to be king, so therefore, Chavetz B'chaim, you want us to live. It's a Zachrein L'chaim. Remember us for life because you're a melech and Chavetz B'chaim, therefore you want us to live. And then, V'chazveinu B'sefer HaChaim, and also write us in the book of spiritual life. Why? Because the Man Chalakim Chaim. Because you're a spiritual God. And you want us to be able to serve you spiritually. So regarding Gashmi, as we call Hashem Melech, because Ein Melech B'Layom, he wants us to have physical life, or else there's no Melech. But when it comes to spirituality, we call Melechim Chaim, because regarding spirituality, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to live a spiritual life, because he wants us to serve him and he is a spiritual God. Okay, here's the helpful, that we should all be zeiche to chaim gashmiim, and chaim ruchniim, and chaim nitzchiim. We should all be zeiche to aksiv aksimatoyva, and agitke ben shtior, and shnaz ge'ulav Yeshua.